Simon Tofresh Lamed Gimel Seif Hey, this is the share for Tuesday the 16th of August. Yutes Menachemov. I want to add something important to an interesting question. I think it's a really interesting question to yesterday's conversation about the bittul. We said that at times one is obligated to mevatel. The concept of mevatel, if you've got a sukkah which is more than 20 amos high and you're adding material into the sukkah, such as hay or any other solid material, and you want to thereby raise the floor level in order to achieve that it's less than 20 amos high. Now, from the floor to the top of the sukkah, it's less than 20 amos because you've added material onto the floor. We said it only works, we learned yesterday, that this only works if one is mevatlid. You have to verbally state, Shulchan Aruch says explicitly, you've got to verbally state, ad shevatenu befer, you must verbally state and say, this is over here on a permanent way. What happens if a person failed to make this verbal statement before Yom Tov, and he wants to now say this on Yom Tov? Can he say, okay, this material over here is going to stay here now, and you make that verbal statement? Of course, on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you cannot add material to the sukkah. You cannot make that. You cannot raise the floor. But can you? You did that before Yom Tov. Can you just say that this is over here on a permanent stay on it permanently? And the answer to the question is, you cannot, because what you do, for two reasons. Primarily because it's as if you're building that statement is as if you're building on Shabbos and Yom Tov, which is, of course, also. And therefore, the halacha is, Mishnah Berurah Paskens, that your person is not allowed to say something. So we have over here a very, very interesting case. How can you be over on binyan on Shabbos by saying something? The answer is through bittul. Bittul, in our discussed case, is also because of binyan. Because you're boning something, it's a tikkun mona as well, but it's binyan by making that statement that this is going to be on a permanent, there's going to be here permanently, that you're making and you're over on issa boning by making that statement. Having said this, we're up to Simon Tov Veshlam and Gimel Tsefe. Hoso Gvoyom Me'esrim. What happens if it's larger than, you've got a sukkah which is larger than 20 amos high? Uvonoba itzteba, and what you build is a platform. In the back of the sukkah, you build a platform. We've got to be clear for the next few se'ifim. We're talking about a sukkah of three walls. Three walls. Imagine a ches, and you're walking in the open wall, the open where there's no wall, the open area, that is the entrance. So you've got opposite you, as you're walking in, you've got a ches. What you build is a platform in the back of the sukkah, which is like in the back of the sukkah, you've built a platform there. Why did you put a platform there? Simply because you want to reduce the height from 20 to less than 20, and thereby being machshir the sukkah. So hoisak voyam esim amu bonoba itzdebo, you built a platform in the back, which is right across the middle wall, if you want to call it the middle wall, the wall going from the right to the left side. And that platform is called a shir sukkah, meaning it's 7 tfachim on 7 tfachim. So you've got really, what you've got over here is that the area in the back of the sukkah, you have a platform which has got the minimum shir of a sukkah in its own right, 7 on 7. The halacha is ksheir kol ha-sukkah, the entire sukkah is kosher. Afilo ma'itz tebevelem v'halo, even the area before you step onto the platform, even that area, which is as you walk in to the sukkah, which we said is more than 20 amis high, nevertheless, even that part is kosher as well, because the reason being, because that's called psal, because psal ha-yotzim in ha-sukkah, you've got area of the sukkah which is kosher. The back of the ches we said is kosher, is less than 20 amos now because of the platform, and it's 7 on 7, so that's perfectly kosher, three walls. So the area before that is considered an extension of that, and therefore it's kosher. I want to see the Mishnah Berurah over here. And they've got new dalet, it's the Behubinyan Avonim Ushalitzim, this is the construction, it's a platform made out of stones or wood. Vuadin, Falagashim, it's Tafim Lakak, which is any material, flooring material, which is there on a permanent basis, that's fine. When you measure from the top of that surface, the top of that floor, the top of that, when you measure from the platform up, you don't have 20 amas anymore until the schach, because of the platform. Now, what's exactly the name? Soisif Kotten Tezayin, who are doifen shekenegeda Pesach, that's the wall opposite the entrance. For Nikeas Ken, it's called like that. Mishum Sestam Sukkah Irak Bashloishot Fanas, Verevisi Kula Pasuach, because a normal, general, conventional, not conventional, a normal Sukkah in times of Chazal, it's got three walls. And the fourth side is the open one, which is the entrance. Because the area surrounding the platform is surrounded by three walls, and therefore it's kosher. Even on the entrance area, which we said is over than 20 amos, you can sleep and eat there. That's completely kosher. Reason being, we look at the platform spreading out into the entire sukkah. Cancel L, as we've learned that in Simon Tovish Lamed Aleph as well. You know, so the point is that this is considered psal. Since you've got an area which is fine, within 20 arms, it's less than 20 arms, and it's surrounded by three, so the area before that, preceding it, before the platform, is also kosher. See if. Vav, imbona itzdebo minatzad. What happens if you built this platform not opposite you, as you walk in, the back of the ches, rather on the side, so as if on the right-hand side. So you've got the right side is platform all the way till the back, and the left side, there's no platform at all, and it's more than 20 amas high. If you've got opposite you, you've got from the right back corner until the start of the platform, which is the middle of the sukkah, as it were, the middle of the ches, if you've got that length, that area, perhaps you should call it the width, that is until pochus me'aba amas, is less than 4 amas, k'sher it's kosher. Ala itzteba dafke v'imlaf psulo. So, in this case over here, instead of having the platform opposite you, as discussed previously, you've got the but the platform on the right hand side. This is very different. Why is it very, very different? Because the reason why in Sif Hei, the reason why it was kosher is because you had the platform which was surrounded by three walls. And therefore, the platform area, which was the kosher height, was surrounded by three walls. And therefore, that itself is a kosher area. And it's a kosher sukkah, as it were, which is then extended onto the rest. Here, however, the platform area is not surrounded by three walls. Remember, the entrance area, there's no wall at all. So you've got one, so the platform area is on the right-hand side, there is a wall. And in the back, there is a bit of wall. But it says, if it's less than 4 amas, it's going to be kosher. It's possible, because you don't really have a surrounding area. You don't have a surrounding area of three walls, so it will depend. What's the vod of four amas? That is, of course, what we've learned previously of doifen akuma. If there is 4 amas or less, then you've got a doifen akuma, and that will kasha will be machshit the entire sukkah. But if it's more than 4 amas, there's no doifen akuma, and the platform and the surrounding area is going to remain possible. Siv Zayin, im bono itzdebo ve'emtsa, what happens if you build a platform in the middle? Im yesh menu lakoysel l'chol atzad, pochus me'aba amas, if it's less than 4 amas, k'shero ala itzdebo, then it's kosher on top of the platform, afilim gvayo esemais masor, even if it's more than, it's going to be kosher. Im yesh menu lakoysel aba amas, psula, but if it's more than 4 amas, then you don't have a Dofen akuma for itzdebo gvayo asora, then it's always going to remain possible because you don't have a dofen akuma. So a platform in the middle, you've got to make sure, if you've got a platform in the middle, that's not naturally going to be machshir the sukkah because you don't have walls around it. You don't have walls around it unless it is within 4 amas to the walls. Then we've learned dofen akuma. It's as if the walls are extended, and therefore you can look at the platform being surrounded by walls within 4 amas, because of the rule of Dofen Akuma. But without Dofen Akuma, if it's more than 4 amas, then the platform is going to be standing in its own right, independently, without having any walls, and the entire sukkah remains posel, because the walls are higher than 20 amas, the platform is too far away to have dofen akuma, the platform itself can't help. If you've got a sukkah which is less than 10 tfachim, that's posel. That's the opposite case. A sukkah which is particularly small, less than 10 tfachim, that's posel. Here again, we're talking about the airspace within, the volume in the sukkah. If it's less than 10 tfachim, it's posel. Mishnebus, if cotton chof. Hey, sukkah she'enu gvah asor, it's shalom ha'chalal shalom, min ha'kaka ra'schach. We're talking about from the floor up to the schach, less than 10 tfachim, that invalidates, that's invalid. Sukkah. Sif tes, ha'isuk gvah Masor, what happens if it's more than 10 tfachim? Vutzi nördin esoich hasukkah, and you've got part of the schach going into the 10. So you could argue that now that it's less than 10 tfachim, this hutzin, this part of the schach going into the 10 tfachim. If it's just a little bit more than 10 tfachim, if you've got hutzin going into the 10 tfachim, afilin chamosin murub mitzilos or psula, even if chamosin murub mitzilos is possible, avalim hanoi nyodin is lechasora and psula, but if it's just decoration, then you can disregard it, it doesn't count. See, if yud, afilin hausin emucham asora, what happens if you've got less than 10 tfachim? Sukkah, so it's very small sukkah. The chokel ashlim al asora. What you did is that you dug a hole on the floor to make it in some parts in the hole where you did the hole is now more than 10 tfachim. Ve'esh b'chakak shir hechsha sukkah, and the chakak, the hole that you dug is the shir hechsha sukkah, is enough of is 7 on 7, is a kosher shir sukkah. So, im ein ben chakak l'koysel shloshet tfachim, if between the hole and the walls you've got 3 tfachim, that's lovut, and that is machshin the entire sukkah. Yesh benim shloshet tfachim psula, but if you've got more than 3 tfachim, then between the edge of the hole and the wall, if it's more than 3 tfachim, then you don't have lovut, and the distance is too great, and therefore the entire sukkah is possible, because you need to have walls of 10 tfachim or more. Here you don't have. Again, the walls was less than 10 tfachim. You dug a hole in the middle of the sukkah, so you can't. It doesn't add up. It won't add. The hole doesn't add up to the walls being less than 10 tfachim, unless the hole which you dug and the walls are close enough, 3 tfachim, because then you add the walls plus the holes together, which is going to be more than 10 tfachim. Mishnebu seif cotton chav tes shloshet tfachim ksheru damrin lovut, because that would be considered lovut. Vav kmo haksolim megim ad hachakak, because then you look at the walls reaching the bottom of the dug area. But it does say that outside of the hole you shouldn't be eating and sleeping. Benitzad Pesach, benitzad Aksolim, to either direction. It says that some poskim amachme, and you should avoid that. V'lo miskash agabod chakak, and there's poskim hold that only in the actual area where you dug, that's the kosher area. But yes, it does add up. The walls on the side will add up, but that doesn't mean that the surface on top of the hole is considered kosher enough to eat and sleep there. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot Lamed, why don't you say Doifen Akuma? There would be an opposite case of Doifen Akuma. And it says, Lo miskashim mishum Doifen Akuma, mishakol shenenu gvoi asorot fochim enun Doifen v'lo nemo ba'ilchos Doifen. Because it's not Doifen Akuma, it's less than 10 fochim. You don't have a Doifen over here, which you could say Doifen Akuma. You don't say Doifen Akuma once you've got a kosher wall.